Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. Woo! It has been some kind of a Tuesday. I don't know how it's been for you. Actually, the day itself was okay. I can't really complain. It's that drive trying to get home that was a doozy. Oh my goodness. I normally have an hour drive, and it took me over an hour and a half to get home because there were a couple of major accidents on the road. So thankfully, I made it home safely. But then with that, you know, you're rushing to try to eat, and then you're trying to get yourself together so that you can meet your commitment. And so here we are, and I'm glad that you are here with me. I'm shuffling the cards as I'm getting situated here. But before we start, I would like to just help us get grounded. Or at least help me get grounded. Why don't you join me? Oh, okay. So let's just close our eyes. The day just wash away. Let's let the circumstances and obstacles and the unexpected just wash away, because we are at our set time. We are at the appointed time. We are where we are supposed to be for such a time as this. So with eyes closed, let's just take in a deep breath and blow it out. Let's go a little deeper, take in a breath, and blow out. One more time. Let's slow it down, and let's hold it for a count of five. So let's take in our deep breath. One. Two, three, four, five. Let's blow it out. Now I think I'm ready. About you. Okay, so tonight I'm going to use again the standard Rider-Waite deck. And I'm only going to stay on for about 30 minutes tonight because I do have another commitment that I need to attend to before it gets later in the evening. And then there's still some other things that I want to accomplish tonight. So I'm only going to go until 8:30. So who's ever on by 8:25, I'm going to shut it down then. So for those of you who are the early birds, you're catching the worm, we will get to you and we will get going with our readings. Okay, here we go. 310, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, how are you?
I am not too good. I'm just really feeling a little down, and you know, I'm in a financial bind right now because I got laid off. This is Vince, by the way. I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
And anyway, I got laid off from my job because I was seasonal, and season's over now, about 2.5 weeks ago. And since then, I've been looking for work. I've had about six interviews, either over the phone or in person, and nothing has come through. For some reason, I keep getting denied. Tomorrow I was supposed to go for an interview at a distribution center for order picking. And I've worked there before since 2015, and they decided they called me today, told me not to bother because I'm not eligible for rehiring because something happened a year and a half ago when I was last there between me and the supervisor. And so I just sent a letter, and I'm trying to reach out to the manager and see if they'll reconsider, and I've explained to them what happened. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I am looking for work, so I'm just wondering, if I'm going to end up losing everything in my car and end up homeless, or is there an actual decent paying job coming for me like tomorrow?
Okay. May I ask your name?
It's Vince.
Just your first name.
Yeah, Vince.
Vince, okay.
You know, like Vic, yeah, it's like Victor, but it's Vince.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to shuffle the cards. And your question is, will you lose everything?
Yeah, or if there's a job coming for me, like
Or will
tomorrow.
Something come your way? Okay. All right. All right, I will cut the cards, and what I do is I tap on the top card, and then I'll turn it over.
Okay.
Okay, I got the Page of Swords for you, and the Page of Swords is talking about new ideas. It's talking about your curiosity. It's talking about your thirst for knowledge. I can understand why the job that you thought, you know, the distribution center probably called you, because you're probably overqualified for them. And so they're thinking that's not going to be a good use of your time. I know you had mentioned that, you know, something popped up a year and a half ago. But I think while you're willing to take it, you're beyond that. I don't want to belittle that you are at a desperate situation at this point, but it's talking about your curiosity. How are you using your knowledge at this point, your creativity at this point?
I'm really not, not as much as I should, because I'm qualified for a lot of things, like machine
mm-hmm.
operator and because all my life I've worked in manufacturing production industry. I worked for Pepsi and Coke, two different breweries and everything. And I've always managed to either get cross-trained between doing sanitation and working with chemicals and cleaning to running all the machines and everything. You know, so I just finished the job that I just got laid off from that I started in May was a brewery in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I know that what you're saying is true, but it would have been something until something else came along.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to work and keep my head above water and being able to pay all the bills.
Sure. Well, I pulled a follow-up card, and it's the Two of Pentacles, and it's dealing with balancing things, flexibility, you're juggling the aspects of your life. And I'm hearing everything that you're saying and what you're trying to, make ends meet, as you say, and pay your bills and make sure that the roof is over your head and that you're not going to lose everything. But going back to your intellect, going back to your curiosity, going back to your ability to make something happen. I don't want you to give up, and it's not me, but what I'm feeling from the cards is don't give up what you're able to bring to the table, to any table, to your own table. Don't give up on what you're able to bring. Even though it seems like you're in a desperate situation and it seems like you're dependent on somebody else's yes, don't give up on your ability to create, your ability to think and to strategize and to make something happen. I'm going to pull one more card for you, Vince, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this one is the Ten of Swords. Yeah, so this is dealing with your emotions. Again, don't get so caught up in your emotion in the here and now. as important as the here and now is, and again, I'm not trying to belittle that, but with the cards that are coming up for you, it's time to raise your vibration. It is time for you. You know what you're capable of. You know that if they gave you a chance, they would see it. But it's time for you to raise your vibration. If you get a phone call tomorrow, don't sound like you're sounding with me tonight. I want you to sound like, okay, and you need to sound like, yes, I am ready. What do you need me to do? I am capable of that and more. Not out of desperation, but out of the skill that you know that you have to offer and out of what you know that you can bring to the table. But again, and coming to that table, don't forget your own table. What can you do in the time being? If you don't get a call tomorrow, what can you do in the time being to put food on your table? What idea do you have? And I know there's some brewing within you. What are you allowed to brew within you to come to fruition, to manifest for yourself if you don't get that phone call tomorrow? You know what's in you. I'm not asking you to answer that question for me. You know the answer for yourself. And so I need you, the cards are telling you that what you need to do is, if you don't get a phone call tomorrow, what are you going to do to change it? It's cool that you are, you know, reaching out. It's cool that you are calling and that you're making inquiries. But beyond that, what are you doing that if you don't get a call, are you just going to sit there? Or what are you going to make happen for yourself? We all need someone to help us. But at some point, what are you going to do to change what's going on with you? And then while you're doing that, if you get a phone call, that's supplemental. That's icing on the cake. But I don't want you to disregard. The cards are showing me not to disregard what you are capable of doing right now, what you can put in motion step by step. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Does that challenge you?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, Vince, well, I appreciate you calling in, and I'll be thinking of you and sending some heavy vibrations your way on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night, sir.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. 216. Give me 1 second, okay? 216. Good evening to you.
Good evening. How you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
If you could just anything that comes up that I need to know, it's just anything from spiritual alignment or change, anything that I need that comes up that I might need to know.
Okay. May I have your first name?
Desmond.
Okay. All right, Desmond, give me a couple seconds to shuffle. All right, I'm going to cut the cards. I tap the top, and then I'll turn over, and we'll see what we get for you. All right, I have the Seven of Wands, and you're talking about spiritual alignment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so... Ooh, this is a good one. I think it's a good one for you. So this is talking about you being challenged. You want to be spiritually aligned, but you got to be challenged. And you can't be afraid of the challenge. But it's also telling you that even as you're being challenged and even as you're accepting that challenge, still protect yourself. So in other words, don't just run after the good word that you hear. Take a moment, let it marinate. Go before Creator of all, or God, or whatever name or term or title that you use, and just sit. Because it's good to be challenged, but that doesn't mean we have to run after everything just because we're challenged. It's just to get our attention so that we can shift our focus into another direction. But then we have to take a minute to sit to make sure this is the exact direction we're supposed to go into. So if you're talking about being spiritually aligned, this is your challenge right now. It may be time for you to just sit. I'm sure you've heard some good words. I'm sure you've heard a couple of voices say some cool things, some things that resonate with you, some things that make you think. But while you're listening to all that, you're going to have to step back and say, okay, that sounded good, that sounded good, but let me just take a break before I go in the deep end to make sure this is the path for me. This is the road that I must travel. And only you and the Creator can answer that. So it's good to hear some voices, but at some point it's time to turn them off. It's time to really dig deeper, because I'm going to pull another one just for you real quick. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Because it's going to help lead you. Wow. This is the Ace of Cups. Because it's going to help you to move into something new, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a new life for yourself, meaning a new direction. So this new direction that you go in, this challenge that you are facing is going to lead you into a new direction where everything is going to be new. And you're going to start all over again, but not in a bad way. Because you're asking about spiritual alignment, it's going to set you up. It's going to help you straighten up your spine and stand tall and walk one step after the other in boldness and confidence, and to see manifestation. Challenge, but again, protect yourself by making sure what you hear is what is really supposed to be for you, because there are people who are going to be counting on you if you go in the direction that you're supposed to go. There are going to be relationships that you're going to come into. There are going to be opportunities that you come into because you've taken the time to hear that still small voice, whoever or whatever that voice is for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It's just sometimes it's just difficult trying to put everything. Sometimes I just wish I had a pamphlet where I could just follow instruction after instruction, but it's not that easy. But I understand it, though.
Okay.
I understand it.
And it's not about being easy. Challenges aren't easy. Challenges really make you dig deeper. Because once you get the challenge and you see that this is the way you're supposed to go, what do? When you know that this is for you, what do? We do whatever it takes to get it. We do whatever it takes to get there. We do whatever it takes to manifest it, to see it come to fruition. We do whatever it takes to win the game, to cross the finish line. So that's where protecting yourself comes into play, because you don't want to put all that effort into going down a road that wasn't supposed to be your road in the first place.
Exactly.
But when you are on that road, you will know it. So have fun with that, my friend.
Okay. Appreciate the reading.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. And we have... Okay, looks like that's all we have for tonight. I am going to hold on for another 10 minutes because I said I would stay till 8:30. So, with that, I'm going to shuffle and do a general reading for us. What is my question for us tonight? For us as a collective, what is my question for us? Okay, here we go. I have one. All right, Vince, Desmond, myself, how are we going to finish this week? I tapped. All right. How are we going to finish this week? We're going to finish this week with many choices. We're going to finish this week with some big decisions. We're going to finish this week. Wow. We're going to finish this week with our heads in the clouds. Not because we're just daydreaming and wasting time, but because we have some decisions to make and some choices. We have some options. That's the word. The rest of this week, we have some options. There are going to be opportunities that come our way, and we're going to have options. We are not just going to be stuck with just one answer. We're going to have options. But just like I said for Brother Desmond there, let's protect ourselves. Let's make sure that the options we have, we are weighing them out. It's good to have options. It is awesome to have options. But that doesn't mean we just jump. Doesn't mean we jump at the highest bidder. It doesn't mean we just jump at the cutest person. It doesn't mean that we jump at the prettiest house. It means we decide based on what we are here for, that's how we're going to make the choice. That's how we're going to come to the conclusion. That's how we are going to make that final decision. Let's see. I have one more that popped on here before I get off. 917, let's get you on. How are you, 917?
Okay, I can hear you. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing? Sorry about that.
I am well.
What's
your
question
for tonight?
My love life, I'm single. I want to know if you see anybody coming into my life. I had some options in the past, but it wasn't good enough, so I kind of moved on and just looking forward to the future.
Okay. May I have your first name if you don't mind?
Ashil? Yeah.
Didn't we speak like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's... Okay. All right, well, let's see what we can add to the scenario tonight. Let me grab my notes because I wrote down what your cards were.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Okay, yeah. We had your career card. We had your partnership. Yeah. We dealt with all that. The Five of Wands. Let's see what we get tonight to add to the story.
Yeah, because prior to that, I didn't really, have choices. But, and I had some choices, as you said. You don't have to choose the, it wasn't good enough, so I didn't choose any. So I just, keep moving,
Yep, I remember that, yep. All right, so here for tonight, we have the Six of Pentacles. All right, so this picture is showing that there's a male in the picture. It's you. You have some weights in your hand, so you're balancing. You're still balancing some things out. You're still weighing some things out. But in this, you are also showing generosity. So I need you to understand that whoever this person is, the option that you have, it's going to be easy for you to show generosity. It's going to be easy for you to open up. It's going to be easy for you to be the giver. Not to be taken advantage of, but to be the giver. Without hesitation, without a second thought. So I know you said you had options. Those didn't work out. But that which is to come to you, You're going to be free. You're going to be free to share. You're going to be free to give. You're going to be free to open up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I look forward to that. That sounds good to me.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for calling in. You have a good night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, a couple more minutes. Did we get anyone else? And if not, I will let you all go for the night, and we will reconvene next Tuesday. I'm going to go back through my two callers that I have holding, and if there's anything else you have, I will let you have another one before I sign off for tonight. 216, I'll get you back on.
Yes, I have a, because the cars are interesting. I had a job offer.
This is Desmond again?
I think I might. Yes, I had a job offer, make $1 or $2 more coming.
Okay.
Should I take that job? Or it's, yeah, not just for the
I'll
money, but
it
it's from, okay.
For the opportunity? The experience?
Yeah, plus the time and
okay.
It's good, yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, let's see here. I would say you have, I pulled the Six of Swords. Six of Swords is dealing with relocating. It's dealing with moving forward. It's dealing with transition. So I would say yes on this one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'll pull one more just to see if I can clarify a little bit more for you. Yeah, Knight of Pentacles. Yeah, this is going to be a good move. It's going to be hard work. You're going to need patience,
yeah.
But you're going to bring forth productivity. And you're going to be able to use your common sense on this one. You're not going to have to, it's not going to be rocket science for you, but... Like you said, you were talking about getting the experience that you will definitely get. So it sounds like this will be an okay move for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was right on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right, man. You take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, one last one. We're going to call it an evening, 917. I'll bring you back on in case there was anything else that you needed tonight.
Yes.
917. Okay.
Yeah. Question about career. I'm a self-employed, like I told you last time.
Right.
So I just want to know if things going to pick up during the holiday season because right now it's kind of quiet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Self-employed, pick up for the holidays. All right, let's cut the cards. Let's see. All right, I got the Lovers card on this one. Now, Lovers doesn't necessarily mean, romantic relationship, although this is part of your aura right now. So, but it's talking about relationship, growth in relationship, growth in partnership. So far as you being an entrepreneur and trying to get sales for the holidays, I think that's going to depend on who you partner with. Do you have partners in trying to get your merchandise or partners in trying to get locations? What's going on with that? A ship? I think I lost him. If I get you back,
oh,
let
I'm sorry
me
about
know.
That. Yeah.
Can, oh, there you go.
Yeah, can
okay.
You hear me?
I can hear you now.
Break you up. Yeah. I was gonna say. You talk about partnership. I was actually open to see if I can even find somebody to become partner with. So.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It hasn't happened yet, so that'd be a great thing. You know, so I'm glad
yep.
that you said that.
Yep. So yeah, this card is saying that you know, for your increase during the holidays, it's going to depend on a good partner. So if you're in the, you know, if you're looking for a partner to, even just for the holidays, you know, someone to, you know, help do this while you do that, or you two come in together and you're both carrying the load, whatever that looks like, yeah, that's your increase, your abundance for the holidays is going to depend on a good partner.
Is it also possible that it could be the person that I'm going to be dating could be connected to that show or not?
That's always possible, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because when you say that, I was thinking maybe somebody I'm going to meet is going to be in the same business or something. Right?
You so. Never know. That is quite possible. Yeah. It's open. That door is open.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good.
All
Thank
right,
you so
man.
Much
you
again.
Take
I appreciate
care.
It.
Not a problem.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right, one more snuck in, and since I didn't change my time, I'll go ahead and take you if you needed anything. 646, and you'll be my last one tonight. 646. Good evening.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Not bad at all. I like your show, by the way.
Why, thank you. I'm just getting started, but I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So you just got to do the popular times if you can, like to, you know, being that you just got started, then, I mean, I can't tell you what to do, but, you know, maybe I'll call into your show one day and I can't even get through.
You know what? I work all day, and so by the time I get home and I get some dinner going and I get a chance to catch my breath, I jump on here for, I try to come for an hour, but tonight I'm cut it short because I got a couple other things to go. Snuck right in at the last minute. So what can I answer or try to answer for you?
I'm going to cherish these moments because I'm going to already say in the near future it's going to be hard to get through to your show. Okay.
I appreciate
that. So, yes, I have a question. All right, so I have to, I'm filing a lawsuit.
Okay.
And I have all the paperwork. I feel really good about it.
Okay.
So my question is this. I have to call back tomorrow to this agency to see if they'll take the case. I can do the case myself. I know I can, you know, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, I could. If I get no's, I'm going to do it myself. So
okay.
I just want to see if you think that I will find a lawyer to represent my case. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you see me just filing it on my own? Because I think the judges may want.
All right. We can shuffle cards and see what they have to tell us. And I'm sorry, may I have your first name? Just your first name.
It's Stacy.
Stacy, okay. E-Y or just Y?
E-Y, S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Okay. All right. I'm going to cut the cards, and I tap the top card, and let's see what it tells us. Ten of Swords. And it doesn't look like they will.
Okay, it doesn't look like they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better for me to pay for an attorney. I see an attorney will do it, but you think it will? I would have to pay the attorney?
I'm going to pull another one just to help clarify here. I would say yes, because you're going to need the support. I pulled the Three of Cups, and that's dealing with others coming into the fold and giving support. So, yes.
I would have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm thinking. I just have to find the right attorney.
Right.
I don't want to waste a bunch of time.
And I was going to
ask you
before I pulled, what was your gut telling you? Because I believed you already knew the answer, but the cards have helped to clarify that for you.
Yeah, because you know that some people don't want to get involved.
Right.
I mean, I would tell you off air what the case is about. And, you know, once you hear what the case is about, you'll be like, okay. So I'm going up against a government agency that I worked for. So I have all the paperwork. So let's just say this. The union attorney that represented my case is also the agency's attorney. So you kind of see?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If I go, because I have all the documentations to prove, because that would be considered as a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the documentations. So if I go ahead and file the case myself directly with the court, would the judge, well, you know what? I think I already answered my own question. Because
mm-hmm.
the judge would want an attorney. I mean, I
yep.
don't know if he would give it to me, but he might want me to already have an attorney interested in the case for it to go for it.
Because he's going to want you
thinking.
To protect yourself and look out for your best interest. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to find one.
Mm-hmm.
I have one man in mind already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go through the Lawyers Association of New York City. I can just go to one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can just find somebody on my own. I just don't want them to take, steal all my money.
right.
Yeah. All right. Do you do private readings?
I do not at this time. I'm just getting my feet
okay.
wet. But I appreciate you asking.
Okay. All right. So you said the judge would want me to protect my highest interest. You're right.
Yes, absolutely.
So I should just find one on my own, basically. I'll just start looking through. I'll find one. I don't know.
Yes.
Would it be a man or a female? What do you think? A male or a female?
You know
that's
what?
My last question.
I pulled the Knight of Wands, and that's a male, so it would be a male.
Hmm.
It could be a female, but hold on. Let's keep the door open. It could be a female with the strong masculine qualities to also represent you and get you what you need. So just keep your options open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to start looking tonight.
Okay.
Because I need a good one. Okay. You see where the case could go. Because the case is worth a lot of money. I mean, it's worth a lot of big money, you know. It's just
yeah.
that I have everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will call you back on your next show. I'm going to go ahead and start looking.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to go ahead and start looking. Okay, thank you. Okay.
You are so welcome. Have a good night.
All right, bye.
All right, well, thank you all for joining me tonight. Like I said, I need to cut it just a little short because there's another obligation that I need to meet this evening before I go to bed and get ready for work tomorrow. But I will be back on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and hopefully all will go well and we can have our full hour on next week. I appreciate you all for joining me, and I will say peace and blessings to you all, and have a great evening. Bye-bye.